getting better, they getting worse. Feel the thirst, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Not in tears, cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit it, no, it's ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You run the drugs, run the sex, run the people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in the blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, and yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. But my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class, make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind, death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man, and don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all fail, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot, and it's all our fault cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day, but Jesus did it all. We gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to mourn. So the choice is yours. Tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call back the news.
All right. Hello to our listening audience today. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, with 3T Radio. Excited to be back live with you on today. I want to first of all start out by simply saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our listening audience. I want to have a couple acknowledgments. So first of all, I want to thank BBS Radio because 2013 has been an exciting, exciting year for Teen Train. And you know, this is our first year that we've been with BBS, and it's been a powerful, powerful experience. So I'm just so thankful and grateful for just this connection. So to BBS Radio, thank you. Doug and Deb and all the staff, everybody's awesome. So we love you all. Here from Teen Train. Also, I want to do a special acknowledgement to a dear friend of mine, Pastor Lanell Watson. He actually transitioned. Yesterday, I got the news. Dear friend of mine served side by side with him with the Living Word Christian Center Reentry Program, where we work with young men and young women that are coming out of incarceration. So we built a partnership and had Teen Train coming over, training, mentoring, offering career and leadership training to this population of people who were coming back and to just coming right out of incarceration. And so that whole experience for me is just it just really touches the heart, because I don't know if you've ever worked with anybody who came out of incarceration, but people who come out of incarceration, they have a hunger for something different. they really want to experience something different than what they've experienced. There's a lot of remorse there, and they really want to do something different. And so for me, it's a delight, it's a joy, it's an honor, and it's been a privilege to serve side by side with this awesome man of God. And to his wife, Modest, I want you to know that we're praying for you here at Teen Train. And so we want to acknowledge Pastor Watson and just say to you, brother, we love you. God bless you. You will be dearly missed, and we're praying for the family. And so I wanted to take time to do that before we got into our show today. I'm really excited, as always, about the show. I love 3T Radio. I think it's a great opportunity and platform to bring anointed, talented guests on the show to talk about the things that they've been called to do, things that are dear to their hearts. And anybody that has been a listener, you know, for the show, I know you've been blessed because I've seen the emails, I've received the text messages. And so we don't stop the train. The train just continues to pick up more and more momentum. And so today's guest, I'm so just, you know, I'm on fire today for the two people that's going to be on the show, because both of them are really in the same type of ministry. They're in the performing arts. They're in the creative arts. They're in the ministry of music and expression, and bringing across words that empower people through song and dance and artistry. So my first guest today is my main man. This is Jitta. This brother is absolutely awesome. He's a Christian hip-hop rapper, artist, performer, minister, teacher, evangelist. This brother is, he's all that and then some. So without further ado, my man, Jitta, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Dwayne? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Man, look, brother, it's always an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. You know, we had you on there before, and you lit it up, and now we got you back. And today, you know, we got something special for our listening audience today, don't we, bro?
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to get into that. But one of the real reasons why I'm so excited about the show on today is because, you know, this brother is a hip-hop artist. You know, so, you know, anybody that loves hip-hop, you know, that's a culture. You know, it's around us. It's an expression through the clothing, the dance, the way people speak, the way they the movements, so on and so forth. And so, you know, hey, I grew up following this stuff. You know, when I was a kid, you know, I had my favorite artists, my favorite rappers and stuff like that, people that I listen to, that I enjoy listening to, and you know, and so I get excited, you know, anytime somebody that's from the era understand it and have an appreciation for it, can talk about it. So my brother, why don't you, first of all, just tell us a little bit about, you know, this new project. What is it that the people are going to hear today? Let's talk about it. What's the name of this new song that's coming out?
Well, this new song is called Changed Man, and, you know, the title speaks for itself. It is about change, and we cannot say that we're a part of Christ if there is no change in our life. When Christ comes into your life, he brings change, whether you want it or not, but the change comes, and that's the proof that you know Christ, is that you were one way before Christ came and intervened, and now you were one way afterwards. So this song kind of talks about that. It's got like an old-school kind of R&B type feel. I reached out to some other brothers. I met a brother, goes by the name of CBG, which stands for Called by God. Mm. Eric, I met him in Elgin when I did a show out there. He's an awesome brother. He's actually rapping the second verse on this song. And then another guy, another brother I had the opportunity to meet, Esteban, he sings the chorus on this song. But it talks about change. It talks about the change that Christ brings, and it talks about the change that cannot be questioned. Sometimes people are like, oh, well, have you really changed? Or, you know, are you really doing things different? But the change that Christ brings is evident, and there's no question about it, and that's what the song talks about.
Man, Jitta, I'm telling you, man, this is, I was listening to the song. I love it, man. I'm already a fan, bro. You know, the hook, you know, I was even reading the hook like you shared with me, man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. That right there in itself, yeah, that's powerful, man, because, you know, they say the eyes are the what? They say when you look into eyes, there's a saying. You know, they say it's like a door to
the soul,
window to the soul, right? So when you look into someone's eyes, even when I'm as a counselor, you know, and I'm working with people, you know, you can look into the eyes and you can really kind of see what's going on. And so, bro, just even that opening piece, man, when you look into my eyes, you can see that I'm a changed man. So what does a changed man look like, man? Are you able to kind of explain what a changed man looks like?
I mean, there's a lot of change in life. The change that I'm talking about is the change that comes with Christ, which is, of course, eternal change. You know, people can change their mindsets, change their daily habits and routines, and it could be a temporary change. And I'm actually, I'm playing this song for the first time on your radio station, but I'm actually releasing this track off my website on New Year's because, as of course we all know, when New Year's comes New Year's resolutions, and everybody wants to change. They bring out resolutions. They want change in their life.
Right.
So it fits perfectly. You know, I had a brother who suggested this idea to me from New York about releasing this album on New Year's Eve, or the song on New Year's Eve, and it makes perfect sense. But, you know, the change that comes in Christ is the main change that, and I believe is truly biblical, is your character.
Yes, sir.
People can change what they do. People can exchange one club for another. You know what I mean? Like, for some people, church is just a club. Instead of the club on Saturdays where you go, you drink, and go buck wild.
Right.
Sunday morning becomes your church, and it's just a different scenery, but it's ultimately a club. And it's not, God is more concerned with who you are than what you do.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
He's concerned about our character. He's concerned about how we treat one another. He's concerned about if the fruit of the Spirit is actually active and alive and well in our character, because that shows that we know Christ. Even Jesus said, they'll know that you're mine by your love for one another. Well, love
that's
is
right.
the fruit of the Spirit. You know what I mean? So we as the church, as the Christian church, get caught up a lot of times in ministry, and we'll do the things of God without the character of God, and that can be a very dangerous thing. God is more concerned with our character, because once our character is changed, then the outpouring of that, the ministry, the things that come out of that is genuine. It's out of a genuine change and love for God, and therefore is that much more fruitful instead of us trying to do it on our own strength and on our own character and stuff. But once our character is changed, you know, there's no going back, and that evident change is how you talk to people, is how you treat people. Because anybody can get on a pulpit and preach a nice sermon, but how do you treat people once the sermon's over? How do you treat your wife at home, your kids at home? Like, it's easy to fake the funk. It's a little too easy, unfortunately, but character is what will show the difference. And I believe Christ came to, first and foremost, you know, reconcile us back to God. But part of that process is changing our character and molding us into the image of Christ.
Man, that's powerful, brother. That's good, man. Before we go any further with the interview and this the excitement and the anticipation for this new single, man, let's talk about your name. You know, what you know, because, you know, you see it as the J to the I to the T to the A. Now, don't get me to flowing, bro, because you know I got a little bit in me, right?
Yeah.
You know I wanted to be a rapper, man, before a counselor, but it just didn't work out, right? So let's talk about your name, bro. Explain to the listening audience your name and what it means, because obviously it's an acronym, and you know, and how you even came to that name. What's going on with that?
Right, well, my stage name is JITA, J-I-T-A, and it is an acronym. It stands for Jesus is the Answer. The motto of the ministry is, no matter the problem, Jesus is the answer. And that kind of, I mean, that really, not only does it describe the ministry, but it really describes my walk with Christ, because no matter how many problems I've brought forth before him, he's always been the answer. And it's a challenge to other people. I challenge you to bring a problem to God that he cannot solve. And that's the truth. It started off as just a nice little tagline, but the reality is it's a very truthful and valid statement that no matter the problem, Jesus is the answer. Whatever the problem is, sickness, health, sin, obviously, salvation, Jesus is the answer. And I initially came across that. I was actually riding the Damon bus in Chicago years ago, and I came across a church, and a lot of churches have bulletin boards outside of the church with, you know, a Christian phrase or saying. And I was riding by the church, and it simply said, Jesus is the answer. Something about that just stuck in my mind, in my soul. And, you know, eventually I took the first letter of each word, and that's where the acronym JITA came from. So That's my message to preach to the world, man. No matter the problem, Jesus is the answer.
I love it. You just heard it right there, my man, Jenna. Boy, Jesus is the answer. And it's perfect, man, because, you know, we've tried everything else. We've tried everything else, and, you know, people are, you know, pain is real, man. You know, disappointment, sorrow, loss, just even the loss of my good friend, Pastor Watson. You know, you feel that, man, but, you know, life goes on, and we got to keep going. And even with our young people, we want to give them hope, and that's part of the mission of 3T Radio, to give hope not only to the youth but to the parents, so that they can know that even beyond this situational circumstance that you may be facing today, you know, there's a way out. There is a way out. There's an answer to your problem. You know what I mean? And so 9 times out of 10, it's already in them. The answer is already in them. They just have to just kind of, you know, be still and see the salvation of the Lord, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I'm still looking at the hook here, man. Like it says, when you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. Look into my eyes, and you can see clearly the change is evident because the Lord said, fear me. Fear me. My vision has been done by my son with wisdom. He made this man whole. Entire world in my hand wasn't enough to satisfy my soul. Because there's truth to be said. He spoke life to these dry bones and brought me back from the dead. Man, give me a beat, man. I'm about to flow, boy. Boy, you better watch out, man. Man, I love it, man. Well, look, let me ask you something. Won't you set up the song right now, brother? Because what I want to do is I want people to hear this song, and then we're going to play it throughout the entire show today, because I just want to just get that. Once they hear this beat and they begin to hear the lyrics, man, it's just going to. Is this going to really hook them in, and they're going to just be stuck, because I can't shake it, man. So set it up, and then we're going to play this song, Doc.
That's what's up. So, again, this is your boy, Jitta. This is my new single called Change Man, featuring CVG and Esteban Rivera. The first single off the next project talks about change, the change that Christ brings freely to those who want it. It's going to be available for free download off my website, which is www.jittaproductions.com, JITAproductions.com. I ask that you sign up for the mailing list so that you can keep up to date with my ministry, find out when singles like this are going to be released. But yeah, here it goes. Jitta, Change Man. I hope you guys are blessed and enjoy it.
All right.
To my eyes and you can see clearly the change is evident, cause the Lord said fear me. So that's exactly what I did. My vision has been done by his son with wisdom. He made the changes, healing river flowing throughout all of my abrasions. He made this man whole. Entire world in my hand wasn't enough to satisfy my soul. Yeah, and that's just keeping it real, not selling out for a deal and keeping these lips sealed. Nope, cause it's truth to be said. He spoke light to these dry bones and brought me back from the dead. More than just a story, cause stories can be false. This my testimony, I'm married in by the cross. The details are too many, too heavy, some ain't ready. We focus on distractions that are way too petty. Man, at least I know that I did. Distracted by so many things, I was a man's dividing. Pulled in every direction, my character abysmal. Lack of purpose in the mirror, watching this kid grow. Yeah. Until the man I was, the difference, Jesus, the cure, the blood. His grace is sufficient, he is on a mission. Jesus is the answer, he's the great physician.
When you look into my eyes,
hey.
I'm a changed man, I'm a changed man, I'm a changed man, I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man, I'm a changed man, I'm a changed man. Change,
love, joy, peace, patience, the
of the spirit that keep you from gazing. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, implementation. Qualities I on my list of anticipations. Gentleness, self-control, armor of God, those weapons are bold. Seeking to be a better man as I stand. Plus God has given me grace and feelings I'm changing hand. And the venison, he changes plans. He adapts to the free will of this people to help to shake the lands. Iron sharpens iron, take a stand. Cause the call on each household is to mimic God's original plan. So I told myself to be a man. But the more I progress in life, it's hard to take a stance. Posture and technique both are not advanced. And I keep telling myself I think I can. Then I knew it, so I took a chance. My current plea is to let go and let God prepare the way on my journey so I can do my job. Fight those selfish ambitions and all the many-eyed generational curses, man, please leave them abroad. So I left it alone. Don't want a spirit like Pharaoh or grow a heart of stone. But like Stephen with honor when he preached to the people, I'd rather die like a man strong with spiritual features.
When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes,
when you see, you'll see.
I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man.
Yes, I am.
I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man.
All right. You all just heard the new song, the new single release, I'm a Changed Man, by my man Jetta. I'm telling you, this song is hot. The message is clear. I'm telling you, brother, I'm over here bouncing to it, man. That's some good stuff, man. Man, I love it, man. I love it. I'm sitting up here hearing it. And I'm just like, man, the music, the beats are tight. You know, the message is strong, man. I mean, if today when you look at what's going on with people, particularly our young people, man, you know, everybody's looking to connect to something. You know, I see even my son, I use for an example. I'll be very transparent right now. I have my kids, and, you know, over the break, my two boys, I got a preteen and then, well, you know, a teenager and a preteen, right? So these guys kind of clashing a little bit. And the oldest one, you know, he turned around and he said something to my youngest son. Check this out, Jetta. He spoke some words that I don't even speak, brother. I don't even talk to my kids like that. And he made an inappropriate comment. And the first thing I did when I separated them, I looked him in his eyes and I said, "What's going on with you? Where'd you get that from? Who you been hanging around? You changing?" And you know, the first thing I did was I looked into his eyes, man. And then when he looked at me, he made eye contact with me. He calmed down. And he was like, "No, Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to." And, you know, we began to process that thing. But it just, when I think about the song, man, it's very appropriate. Because, you know, you talked about these resolutions and, you know, people, you know, they get on their bandwagon for about 2 or 3 days. Then they back, you know, eating their Oreos and ice cream back on the couch doing their thing. Right. But, you know, people make these resolutions and they talk about they want to change. Let me ask you something. Jetta, why is it so hard for people to change? You know what I mean? Because we understand it's necessary. What you're saying in the song is on point, but why is that so hard for people to embrace?
You know, it depends on what kind of change. Like if it's physical stuff, like, you know, going to the gym or your eating habits and stuff, it's the desire. You know what I mean? It's the desire to change. People might mentally know that, hey, I'm in a certain position and I need to change. I need to do better. But if the desire isn't there to change, it doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. And then when it comes to spiritual change, quite simply put, we can't do it. You know, the Bible talks about the depravity of man, stating that we have all fallen short of the glory. Right. I think I really, and I'm grateful for this opportunity, I really feel that the church needs to embrace that. It's not defeating, it's an understanding that we have right. failed, we have fallen short of the glory, we can never reach God's standards on our own. Right. Therefore, when that's fully understood, quite honestly, we will stop trying. And right. it's not that we will stop trying, but we will stop trying in our own strength.
Mm.
And that happens so often is that the Bible says a righteous man falls seven times, but gets back up. And to me, that falling is part of life because, people talking about, why does God allow certain bad things to happen, this and that. I think he allows certain things to happen so that we can realize that we don't have it all together.
That's right.
We can't do it on our own. You know what I mean? Like sometimes a parent might be telling the child, don't do X, Y, and Z. You're going to get hurt. Sometimes you got to let them get hurt so that they can learn their lessons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And and the lesson to learn is that we can't change ourselves, especially spiritually. You know what I mean? We can't change our hearts. We can't change our character. It's not in us. So therefore, when we realize that I can't change myself, we will therefore stop trying to do it on our own, but look to the source that can change us. And that is an intimate relationship with God. Like you said, with your son, you looked at him, you said, who have you been hanging around with that you are changing? It's the same thing with our walk with Christ. When we change, when we start exemplifying the nature and attitude and character of Christ, people are going to say, who have you been hanging around with?
Absolutely.
And we're going to say, I've been hanging around with my Lord, my Savior, Jesus.
That's right.
Some alone time, with some prayer, with diving into my word, with giving God ample time to change me, to just soak in his presence, let him have his way with me. That's true evangelism right there. When people see your character change, they're going to ask you, who have you been hanging out with? And you're going to say, my God. My God's been doing the change. And not only does he bring change, but he brings everlasting change. Mm-hmm. See, we can bring minute temporary changes, but all it takes is one bad episode for us to go right back to who we really are.
That's true.
Because, we're incapable of doing it ourselves. But God not only brings change, but he brings everlasting change, that is real change that we couldn't, God will birth a love inside of you for someone that you could never do on your own, and you find yourself loving them all the time. You're like, where is this coming from? It's because of who we're hanging around with, and that was a perfect example of what you said. Even when you said with your son, too, that you looked into his eyes, I've heard before, I don't remember exactly where, but I heard before that that like animal trainers and people like that, they can look at a lion and they can look into the lion's eyes and find out which ones are fresh from the wild and which ones have already died inside and already gotten used to being locked up in a cage.
Wow.
And the whole that's the premise of the song too, looking into their eyes. Like when you look into my eyes, you can see the change. Sometimes you look in people's eyes and you see death. You see deceit, you see depression, you see sin, but when you look into the eyes of a Holy Spirit-filled believer who's diving into the relationship with Christ daily, who's getting fed and changed by God, you see life in their eyes, you see something different, you see the change, and that change is what sparks people to want to know, who have you been hanging out with? Where's that change coming from? Because I want some for myself.
Yeah, that's good, man, because, brother, everything you're saying is so true. I can remember when change came for me when I was in college. That's when I got saved, man. I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ on a college campus where everything goes, right? Everything, my friend, everything. And so that's when I came to know the Lord there. And I tell you, man, when I accepted him, it was like a weight bricks lifted up off my back, man. It was like all that past hurt, the pain, of growing up without my parents and all that stuff, man. I had to deal with all that stuff, bro. But you know what we tend to do is we mask it and we pretend we're pretentious, man. We just keep moving on with life, smiling it when the camera is on us and the lights are on. And then when all that's gone, that's when you soak in your pillow, right? And so I came to know God on a college campus, man, and people saw the change. And what? And they said, man, Dwayne, you've changed, man. Hey, brother, I used to be the first one at the party and the last one to leave, you talked about Sunday being a party. Yes, it was a party, bro. I got my dance on and on communion. I got my drink on.
Right.
So, but brother, when I came to know God, right, all that stuff changed. And so it's It's just, and for the listening audience, no, they're not serving alcohol at the church, okay? I'm just talking about the juice, you know, the juice. I was there to get the juice.
Right.
There was no gin, everybody. Just want to clear that up for the listeners, all right, now. Uh-huh. So, but
you
brother.
Know the, there's
ahead.
Something I would want to add to that is that I think God allows me the ability to be able to, like, to put myself in other people's, you know, in other people's shoes, at least sometimes. And I'm listening to you talk, and I'm thinking of myself as one of your listeners listening in right now. And they may have questions like, well, I've given my life to God. I go to church every Sunday. Like, why am I not experiencing this change? And I kind of wanted to comment on that because I don't want people beating them up thinking that you and I are some sort of super Christians and
right.
that we're at some level that they're never going to achieve, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to that is that true change, and I believe everything, your life, your destiny, change, everything will come from your prayer closet.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir.
You can have people, you can attend a church service, you know, 2 hours on a Sunday every week and not feel any change. Because
mm-hmm.
true change comes with alone, intimate time with God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that's the difference of you hanging out with all your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend in the midst of a crowded party as opposed to being home alone in an intimate setting with them. There's
that's
something
right.
different about it, you know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
where the change comes from. The
mm-hmm.
change comes from intimacy with God. So when people say, well, I do everything the church tells me to do, and I'm still not seeing any change, I'm not hearing from God, things like that, it's the intimacy that's birthed out of your prayer closet. So if
yeah.
you want more of God, you want God in your life, man, you need to give him more time. And that time is, you know, free from distractions. Turn up your cell phone. Tell other people, leave you alone for an hour or two. I got to get alone with God. And you think about it, and you look at it, too. You look all throughout the scriptures. In Jesus' life, Jesus was constantly praying. He
yes,
would wake
he was.
Up in the morning and
yep.
to pray. He was, you know, he did a miracle, and then shortly after, he would pray. At night before
mm-hmm.
bed, he's praying. He's
that's
constantly
right.
in communion with the Father, and that's what we are called to do. He is our example. We are called to be in communion with God, which is simply a conversation. You and I are having a conversation right
yep.
now, and God has called us to have conversations with him, too. But one of the main parts in the conversation that we often forget is being quiet and listening to the other party who's talking.
Mm.
So in prayer, it's not just, God, I need this, God, I need that, God, what's going on, God. It's like, okay, let me shut my mouth for a second and
right.
actually give God an opportunity.
Right.
Give God an opportunity to speak, because right now you're being silent while I'm talking. It's the same thing with a conversation with God. We need to be silent so we can hear him talk. So I don't want anybody to, you know, any of your listeners to feel discouraged and like, oh, man, well, these guys are off the hook and I'm not. And there's no difference.
That's
all it
right.
is men who have sacrificed. And it, that's why Jesus said to die to yourself.
Yes.
Die to yourself, your dreams, your hopes, and submit them to God. And he'll take it and he'll just blow you away. And that's all
yes.
that's happened. I'm nobody special. I've just submitted my life to God to the best of my abilities.
That's
I
right.
fail every day. I, you know, I mess up. And I'm nobody special. And I'm not the example, and I'm not preaching myself as the example. Remember, Jesus is the answer, not us. So,
right.
you know, run to God and understand that God is not just in a church service, but God, you will find you will be changed the most when you're able to have intimacy with God in your prayer closet. So spend some alone time with God, and you will become that changed man or changed woman.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. I'm so glad you pumped the brakes to do that, because, you know, I a lot of our young people, even the parents, man, with stuff that's going on, you know, we find ourselves in this state of hopelessness, and we, you know, despondency begins to overwhelm us, and then we shut down because we don't see change. But
right.
I'm a firm believer that change first starts with a commitment. You know, you have to
right.
make a commitment to change, because the change is the process. You know, I believe when you make the commitment and you set in your mind, hey, I'm about to do something different, bam, there it is, right? The course is now set. Now you have to stay committed to the process. So when you got your friends
right.
calling you saying, come on, girl, or come on, dude, let's do this, man, you have to be able to just kind of say, you know what, nah, I got something else going on. One of the things that I did, Jitta, when I was, you know, when I got in college, because, you know, when I got saved in college, man, obviously, brother, I was having a great time. And so,
right.
you know, the personality that I have, God gave that to me. You know, the sense of humor, the love for people, God gave that to me, right? And so when
right.
I got saved, I didn't become this old spooky, super deep person that people could no longer relate to. What it was some of those destructive thinking patterns and habits, those things had to go away. Because what I realized was that that stuff is what was dragging me and keeping me off course and keeping me on a path of early destruction. And that's what I did not want. And so to our young listening audience and the parents, you know, we encourage you to simply, you know, just make the commitment and ask God to help you. Just make the commitment and ask God to help you, and he'll do that. He will do that. Because, you know, that's I mean, we think about Peter when he walked on the water, right? Hey, right. Only thing he said was help, right? You know, he put out that one cry for help, and what happened? Christ reached down his hand and pulled him up, you know, from those turbulent circumstances and situations that was in his life. And so I truly believe that to be the case for every person. I don't care what's going on. It's like my man named Jitta. You know, Jesus is the answer. He truly is. I believe it with all my heart. I had a conversation with one of my friends yesterday. I said, you know, because I was really hurt behind the loss of my good friend, Pastor Watson. That really hurt me, man. I was quiet. And I was even wondering how I'm going to even do the show today because I was thinking about that. But you know what? What he would want, because he was actually a guest on the show, man, he would want the train to continue to go. You know what I mean? He would want right. that because that's his ministry and his legacy. Let's continue toward change. Let's continue to move forward, make progress. And I tell you, man, that's it's real. It's real. And that's why I love this song, man. And what I'd like for you to do, brother, if it's not too much, I want you to kind of can you rap that song a cappella, man? Could you flow, man? If you need me to, I'll put a beat behind it. You know, I could beatbox a little bit if you need me to, you know. But I'd like for you to do that, man, because sometimes, you know, one of the things that we want, and I know you're this way because you're a minister, brother. And I was reading up on your bio, and I was looking at your website, and I also want you to talk about the clothing line, too. Could you do that?
Of course.
Yeah, good. We want you to do that. But I want you to kind of talk the lyrics out so people can hear what you're saying, because that music is just is mesmerizing, man. And then, you know, you dropping bombs, you know. So why don't you kind of talk that out? Go ahead and share those lyrics, man.
Okay. It goes, look into my eyes and you can see clearly the change is evident because the Lord said, fear me. So that's exactly what I did. My vision has been done by his Son with wisdom. He made the changes, healing river flowing throughout all of my abrasions. He made this man whole, entire world in my hand wasn't enough to satisfy my soul. Yeah, and that's just keeping it real, not selling out for a deal, ain't keeping these lips sealed. Nope, because the truth to be said, he spoke life to these dry bones and brought me back from the dead. More than just a story, because stories can't be false. This is my testimony, a man redeemed by the cross. The details are too many, too heavy. Some ain't ready. We focus on distractions that are way too petty, man. At least I know that I did. Distracted by so many things, I was a man divided. Pulled in every direction, my character abysmal. Lack of purpose in the mirror, watching this kid grow into the man I was. The difference? Jesus. The cure? The blood. Woo. His grace is sufficient. He is on a mission.
Yeah.
Jesus is the answer. He's the great physician.
My goodness, boy, watch out. Now I'm about to flow down. Yeah, you got me fired up. Give me a beat, man. Yo, my name is Wayne. I came to bring the pain. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. But back up off that, man, brother. That's what's up, man. What's up? I love it. You know, I'm over here bouncing, man. I was like, man, I'm about to put this beat behind that thing. That was good, man. So for those people that think my brother just studio, you got to see straight out. He's not studio. This man, the real deal. Thank God. Now me and my man Jetta, we got some projects that we're working on. But before we even share some of that out, I want you to talk to him about the clothing line, man. Let me say this, man. I want to just kind of pump the brakes again on the train for a minute, and I want to say this. This brother's doing some awesome stuff. He's serious about his walk. He's serious about his relationship with the Lord. This brother's a husband. You know, I thank God for him because we met last year, and I feel like I've known you, man, for 50,000 years, okay? I feel like, brother, I feel like we was like in the same nursery, man, together, you know, because that's just the bond I have with you. But talk about the clothing line, man, because I was looking at your website, and, brother, you got some bomb gear out there, man, and I think people need to know about it. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's funny how that came about. I actually did a Google search on my stage name, Jitta, just to see what would come out there. And I found that website, JittaDesigns.com. So that's actually not my ministry. It's a brother out of New York, New Jersey, and he found the acronym the same way, Jesus is the Answer, and he decided to make a clothing line out of it. So I reached out to him. I told him about, you know, my hip-hop ministry and how, you know, what the Lord has called me to do. So I propositioned him. I said, you know, let's collaborate. Let's be partners in this. So he helped promote my ministry, and I helped promote his clothing line. So that's actually 100% his. We just happen to share the same acronym. But, yeah, it's been an honor to be able to do that. Unfortunately, I haven't brought as much traffic to his site as I would have liked to, but, you know, God is daily increasing the ministry, and, you know, I'm where I need to be at right now. You know, bigger days will come, larger audiences will come. So I'm not worried about that. But yeah, that was actually really cool just to be able to see a bunch of different designs of shirts with, you know, my stage name on there. It was great, you know. So I wear the shirt sometimes to performances and things like that, but it was great to come across that. So you can check out my website, and there's a link to his website on my site. But again, it's JittaProductions.com. Again, I urge you to go there. It has all my social media as well, my Twitter, my Facebook. Keep in contact with me. Sign up for the mailing list. Just follow me. So, you know, follow me as I follow Christ. And,
that's right.
you know, just stay connected. I definitely want to put out there as well that my ministry runs completely off of donations. I'm able to give away CDs for free. I'm able to do performances that are paid performances that I have to pay for, but because of people donating money, I'm able to pay these submission fees and things like that to be able to go into these secular arenas and be able to minister God's word. So I ask you to pray about, you know, helping support the ministry as well. If you guys want donations, there is a donation page on my website as well, but any and everything can help. This way I'm able to bless people with free music, you know, the gospel, you know, in a relevant way that people can understand it and appreciate it, because people may not necessarily want to come to hear a sermon on a Sunday morning, but little do they know that same sermon is on a hip hop track. But because it's to a beat, people are more open to listening to it. So, you know, I do minister in secular venues. I go to clubs and bars and secular festivals and things like that, and I love to minister to the lost to bring them over to God's kingdom. And
there you go.
You know, with your help, support, prayers, and donations, I'm able to do that. And obviously, the more donations I get, the larger outreach I have to be able to do that. So just wanted
that's
to throw that out
there. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to tell you something, man, brother. You are a permanent passenger on the train, Doc. You know what I mean? You're not getting off, because we're not going to slow this thing down. You try to jump off, Doc, you're going to be in trouble. Because the train moving, man. And, you know, I'm excited about everything that's going on with you, man. And I say this, brother, to you with all my heart. Team Train is with you, man. We're going to back you. We're going to support you. We're going to work with you, man. Everything that we're doing, we want you to be a part of it. You know, we got some shirts that we're going to be pumping out in the, you know, shortly. So, hey, man, some way we can hook up with that. But you know what? The thing about it is we got a conference that's coming up April the 12th. Save the date, everybody. Right. And we'll be talking more about that. I'm going to have my manager back on the show, as well as all the other people that's going to be a part of that conference. It's our lead conference 2014. My man Jitta going to be on there just dropping bombs because he's going to perform. And we got Thistle that's going to be there. So it's going to be tight and it's going to be right. And so I'm excited about that. But even before that, we're working on a music project together. And, you know, I'm just excited, man. I'm excited because, you know, again, it's this opportunity to simply impart a message of hope and encouragement to any and everybody. I don't know a person that's in the earth that don't want a word of encouragement. I just don't know. Do you know one, Jitta? I don't know one.
That's right.
I don't know one, bro. I don't know one. And, you know, and people like to be encouraged, man. They really do. You know, even when I'm driving and I'm pulling up to the corner and you see the homeless man that comes over, you know, yeah, he has the cup out for some money. But what he really, really, really wants is a change. That's what he wants. He wants a change.
That's right.
Not some change, people, but he wants a change, right? And sometimes that change, you know, we may think it's just, you know, let me put a penny in there, 10 cents or a dollar. Man, that change could be a word of encouragement. You may, you know, when you open your mouth, God may give you a word specific to him in his situation where he can go and you won't see him on that corner no more because the answer came out, right? So we have to just be courageous enough to be willing to help somebody else. You know, I see that too often, bro. People just walk by and they miss opportunity. A good friend of mine who's actually listening to the show, she read a quote to me, and the quote was said that opportunity is missed because it's sometimes packaged in overalls and it looks like work, right? So, you know, people see something a certain way and that's not always what it is, right? And so, right. You know, that quote right there, man, just kind of resonated with me because, you know, the change is not always what we may think it is, right? You know, sometimes people think, I got to do so much to change. No, all you got to do is make a commitment. So, brother, I'm telling you, man, I'm excited about you and what you're doing. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Is there any parting words that you'd like to share with the listening audience? Because before we transition you off, we're going to play your song again because we need people to hear that for those that are just now tuning in, you know. But my man Jitta on the train today and, you know, just really, really, really just raw ministry, uncut, my brother. Anything you want to say to him now?
Well, again, I just want to remind people about my website, JittaProductions.com. That's where the song is going to be available for free download on the first of the new year, New Year's, January 1st. But my last parting words, man, this show is focused a lot on change. And I just want everyone to know, man, the change is available, that it's freely available, that it can be found in the arms of Christ. And all you have to do is come and receive. There's no excuse for it. So, that change has been wonderful. Both Dwayne and I have experienced it. We continue to experience it because we're never done changing. But change is beautiful. The change that Christ brings is amazing and available to everyone. So we invite you to come experience the same change that we have.
Yes, and set that song up again, Doc, so he can play the song again, and then we're going to move to our next guest. Set that song up again. Jitta, go ahead and set the song up.
Yep. Oh, okay. Again, this is my new single, Changed Man, featuring CBG and Esteban Rivera. Talks about the change that Christ brings, and I hope you guys are vibing to it. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it blesses you. Stay tuned for the rest of the album to come out. And, yeah, stay on the train.
All right. Doug, drop me a funky beat, baby.
And you can see clearly the change is evident because the Lord said fear me. So that's exactly what I did. My vision has been done by his son with wisdom. He made the changes, healing river flowing throughout all of my abrasions. He made this man whole. Entire world in my hand wasn't enough to satisfy my soul. Yeah, and that's just keeping it real. Not selling out for a deal and keeping these lips sealed. Nope. Cause it's truth to be said. He spoke out to these dry bones and brought me back from the dead. More than just a story, cause stories can be false. This my testimony, I'm married in by the cross. The details are too many, too heavy, some ain't ready. We focus on distractions that are way too petty. Man, at least I know that I did. Distracted by so many things, I was a man dividing. Pulled in every direction, my character abysmal. Lack of purpose in the mirror, watching this kid grow. Yeah. Into the man I was, the difference, Jesus, the cure, the blood. His grace is sufficient, he is on a mission. Jesus is the answer, he's the great physician.
When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man.
joy, peace, patience. That's the fruits of the spirit that keep you from gazing. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, implementation. Qualities I on my list of anticipations. Gentleness, self-control, armor of God, those weapons are bold. Seeking to be a better man as I stand. Plus God has given me grace and feelings I'm changing hands. In the venison he changes plans. He adapts to the free will of this people to help to shake the lands. Iron sharpens iron, take a stand. Cause the call on each household is to mimic God's original plan. So I told myself to be a man. But the more I progress in life, it's hard to take a stance. Posture and technique both are not advanced. And I keep telling myself I think I can. Then I knew it, so I took a chance. My current plea is to let go and let God prepare the way on my journey so I can do my job. Fight those selfish ambitions in all the many odd. Generational curses, man, please leave them abroad. So I left it alone. Don't want a spirit like Pharaoh or grow a heart of stone. But like Stephen with honor when he preached to the people, I'd rather die like a man strong with spiritual features.
You look into my eyes. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed man.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more. More.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Okay, all right, we're back live, 3T Radio, with your train conductor, D. Smith. Thank you to my to my special guest, Jitta, who was on today, you know, dropping information, sharing what's going on with this new CD single. I hope you all enjoyed that song. Make sure January 1, you begin to download it, go to his website. And now, without further ado, we're bringing on our second guest, Miss Shamika Jones. Shamika, what's up?
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up with Shamika Jones?
I'm doing well. I can't explain.
Hey, girl, let me ask you something. Are you changed as a result of that song? Did you hear that new song?
Yeah, I just heard. I'm glad I came on when I did. Changed man. I just think, you know, if you've been in the kingdom any length of time, that should really be your testimony. And if
come
it's
on
not,
now.
Then it's a really take an evaluation about your walk with God, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a waste of time if you can't say that you've been changed.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, Shamika. Well, girl, you know, you have a powerful ministry. I just love what you're doing. The performing arts, Jitta, he's doing his piece, but you're doing your piece, and that's the beautiful thing about God. He's given every last one of us something unique to do and to display so that people can partake of that. So let's talk about your ministry. Tell us, you know, about your ministry. What is it that you do and some of the things that you've been doing?
Okay, so I have been blessed with a vocal gift, and that's primarily my ministry. I'm on the praise and worship team at my church, and that has definitely helped cultivate my gift and also focus my gift to be used purposefully to usher, you know, people into the spirit, into the anointing of God, and draw them closer. And it wasn't until, you know, I began to grow within my ministry that I realized how impactful it was,
yeah.
How important it was to be used to edify God and to encourage God's people. And through my ministry, I also discovered that I could act through our drama ministry.
Yeah, you can act, girl. And not just act out, but you can act.
Don't do that.
Okay.
All right. You know me. You know me. So I can definitely do both.
I don't know what Shamika I'm dealing with. Is this the actress or is this Shamika the minister?
You need to stop. No, but for real, no, seriously, though, I get that a lot, and I'm sure that your people, you know, be like, who are you? Are you? No,
right,
but,
okay.
You know, that's how you can tell whether or not it's God-given. You have to be able to take off the mantle. You know what I'm saying? You have to know who you are, you know, which I got that revelation, you know, when I started acting. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, these things, you know, when you're trying to evoke emotion and go get into a character, oh, my goodness, when they say cut, you have to really be able to take off those garments. You know what I mean? So being prayed up is very important, especially if you're dealing with places of darkness within a character.
Yeah.
You got the real Shamika. Don't do that, Dwayne. You know?
All right, we got the real one. Now, Shamika, you've been in some, I mean, you've been doing some awesome stuff. I mean, you know, this past summer, you know, through a mutual friend of ours,
yeah.
Rick Applewhite, you know, we plug him right now,
yeah.
Exercise Life, yeah. But, you know, Rick introduced you and I, and, you know, and
yeah.
I came to know you and just, I mean, you do so much. Like I shared on the post for the show, you know, you do the acting, you do the singing. I know you shared the other day you do dancing, and I know you're an educator, so I know all that. You kind of get to do a little bit of all that when you're in the classroom, don't you?
Well, you know what? I do, and I think the kids, they enjoy it. You know, it's entertaining. And I was just having a conversation with someone yesterday about, you know, how you balance it all, and I can't really say that I have figured that out. I include all elements, but, you know, I just think that for me, relationship is so important.
Yes.
I believe relationship is the foundation to gaining success in any area of your life. I really do. And when I use all of my gifts and my talents to help build relationships with my students as an educator, as a teacher. That's very important to me. That's why I start at the beginning of every year, and it continues throughout the year.
Yeah.
Let me just say to the listeners, you mentioned dancing. Now, I can dance, but that's really not my gift per se.
That's not your anointing, though, huh?
Right.
You still pop like a girl? Now, come on, we just had Jenna on there. You brought the hip hop. Now, you got the bebop, so we don't stop. Now, come on, girl, don't let me, because, see, I'm in my flow, so don't mess with me now.
No,
tell
me,
girl, I'm going to drop a beat on you up in here, boy. Shamika, I'm a rap before it's over. I'm a rap. I'm a pop girl. I'm a rap before it's over. And I'm not going to just be rapping gifts, okay? But I'm a rap. I'm a rap a song. I'm going to put something out there because I just believe it's in me, girl. I'm just around too many people in the musical industry to not have it in me. You know, no, I'll just play.
Let him use you.
Girl. I'm going to let him use me. You know, hey, the scripture says he is the God of the impossible, right? So come on, Lord, give me a beat. Give me some lyrics, bro. I'm telling you, if Teddy Riley can put something out, girl, Wayne Smith can. That's all I got to say, and I'm done with that. Yeah, I'm telling you, I just believe it.
Oh, my God.
So look, Shamika, tell us about some of these productions that you've been in, because I know that, you know, I will see your posts. You know, you've had some pretty big projects that you've been a part of. Kind of share with the listening audience some of those shows that you've done and even some of the shows that are coming up. And then what I'd like for you to do is to talk about why the performing arts for our parents and even our youth. Okay. Why is it important for our young people to get involved and how it can kind of help build, you know, self-efficacy, self-esteem, and confidence that can go a long way in life?
Sure. Well, let me just begin with some of the more recent things I've been involved in. I just finished a run of a play. It's called Ready or Not, Here I Come. It's a Bible-based play about the rapture. Mm-hmm. And I played the first lady of the church. So, of course, it kind of flowed right in with, you know, a lot of my character anyway, personally. And so it was just a very powerful message. It ran 2 weekends in October, and it will be back in January 18th in the South Suburbs. So I'll get you some information about that so you can let your listeners and all the fans of Teen Train know about that. Because,
you know what? Let me ask you something. So you said it's in January. Now, is it because I want you definitely make sure you get me those dates because, you know, with our ambassador program, we'd like to get it where we can bring all of our youth out because, you know, we want to first of all support you, but I think it's just great exposure for them. So everything you got going on, Shamika, make sure you let me know so I can tell our parents. And we could be out there full strength. We pull that train up in the front yard, girl, and we could do what we do, you know?
Absolutely. That's great. I'll definitely get you that information. We had some really great feedback from the play. And, I have an audition tomorrow, actually, for something different. And so I'm just, you know, God has just really opened up the door for me, and I want to be used. You know, I want to do TV. I want to do film. And when I submitted to God, I'm going to listen for him to call my name. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I would just encourage the young people to not just look at me as, you know, just another adult who can just, you know, is trying to guide you, lead you, tell you what to do, blah, 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 blah. You know, sometimes that's what my students, they see. I'm always giving them directives and instruction and blah, blah, blah. But I share pieces of my personal life so that they know I still dream too. And guess what? All my dreams have not come true, but I'm putting work in to make sure that, I'm working it out. And so as I move in those directions towards my dream, it can only do what? Pieces of it is going to manifest, whether or not all of it does or some of it does, I'm going to accept that.
That
piece right there is very, you know, crucial, and it's my passion, and I love it, and I love demonstrating that in front of young people. Second to that, you know, I do sing. I not only sing in church, we also go outside of the church and we minister at the 26th Street and Rockwell Boot Camp for the inmates. We have service there every fifth Sunday, which is actually going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to be leading the worship service there. It's something that I love. You know, that's what God wants. He wants us to go beyond the four walls of the church.
Yeah.
You know, he wants us to use our gifts to encourage people to change people's lives so we can say that we are changed today. Just like the man, the artist prior to me coming on, you know, that's important, especially for our young people, because I believe our young people feel disconnected from church, the actual institution of church. You know what I mean? We got to go to them. Because their view and perception of church has kind of been tainted.
Yep.
And so we got to show them, look, I'm a real person. I believe the same blood that you do. But I've accepted Jesus' presence in my life, and you can do the same. And let me tell you how he's changed my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just relates to them. You know, relate to them. And I think your last point, how the performing arts is so important to our youth and just what I would express to our parents is that The arts is something that all youth connect with in some way, shape, or form. Music specifically, it's a universal language. Music is everywhere. Everyone connects to music. There's an emotional connection to it. And that's powerful. When something connects to you emotionally, that runs deep.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I think that parents, you know, need to really understand how impactful that can be for a child. I'll get into some research, you know, even as in my teaching profession, I use music therapy. There are some studies some research out there that correlates classical music specifically with increased performance on test scores.
Wow.
There's brain research that shows that while students are in active instruction mode and or independent study, while listening to certain types of music, non-lyrical, I mind you.
Okay.
so
a little NWA wouldn't be good, that wouldn't be good in the background, huh?
No, probably not during that, but it's the process of instruction. No, listen now. It's a process that goes prior to you taking any standardized test, because what you want to do is, in instruction, you want them to be able to acquire the most knowledge that they, more knowledge during that period, so that when the NWA comes, they can perform, you know, they can perform on the test.
Right.
Success. Right. And, you know what I mean? And so the brain connection between that and listening to music is that they acquire more knowledge during those periods of time when they're actually listening to classical music, symphonic, you know, things of that nature. And that just speaks to the power of music, the power behind it. So I'm going to encourage parents to allow their children to be creative in that way. I know sometimes, you definitely have to have certain restrictions on what they listen to.
I know that's right.
Because I couldn't listen to everything. We have to be careful because it's a gateway. We know that music can be used positively or negatively. We've seen that. We know the effects of that. And so, you know, parents need to monitor what their kids are listening to. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't just be allowed to listen to anything in your house. I mean, it's your house. So, but I believe that young people who obviously are believers and, you know, are focused on the things of God and want that, they are learning those things. I'm sure that they're thirsty for that. But those who are not, you know, we kind of have to start with the parents. We have to start with helping the parents understand that, look, you know, music can influence your child one way or the other. So let's try to get some resources in your hands where you can expose your children to positive, you know, messages through music. So,
yeah, you know what? You right on with it, Shamika. And I know I just said NWA, and for anybody that has been following hip-hop and rap for a long time, you know, NWA was not a positive group. So, you know, I was saying their message was one of destruction, hate, they had rebellion. It was all type of goofy stuff. But I was just thinking because, you know, both you and my previous guests, you both are on the arts, you're into the arts and the expression and the music and the power of words. And I can remember when I was coming up, you know, I mean, I love hip-hop. I love it. I love rap. You know, my kids, when they would, you know, they listen in the car with dad playing rap, but it's always clean, positive messages, you know. And I think about some of the people like the Ron DMCs, the Public Enemies, the Eric B. and Rakims, Outkast, you know, you had LL Cool J, De La Soul. Am I dating myself right here? Watch out now. Big Daddy Kane, Wu-Tang. Well, Wu-Tang wasn't positive. But, you know, you had EPMD. You had MC Light. You know, they was Heavy D and the Boys. You know, they were putting out some Salt and Pepper, you know, Digital Underground, Pete Rock, CL Smooth. You had all these people, Missy Elliott, KRS-One, The Diggable Planets. You know, you had those people out there putting out a nice message, Queen Latifah, but then all of a sudden you start seeing stuff come on the scene like your Lil' Kims and your Ghetto Boys and the DMXs, you know what I mean? And the Mobb Deep and all this stuff starting to come around, and Kanye West and you know, NWA, stuff started changing. And, you know, and today we see our young people that are listening to that, they're gravitating toward that. Now, like you said, it's definitely, there's research that supports the power of learning and how it influences the mind, you know, and I think that's what we want our parents to, we want you to capture that element of it. It's a good thing, but you really have to filter, like Shamika was saying. You want to protect your kids, you know, we want to encourage them because, you know, when you get into this type of stuff, you know, you could build confidence like we were talking about. You know, a lot of our kids, they you know, they sometimes they're a little shy, you know, meeting other people and building friendships. But if they start to get into the arts and acting and drama and song and dance, you know, you start getting a little confident. You know, you start feeling good about yourself. And then it don't even matter what people say. Isn't that right, Shamika?
That's right. And to your point, on that self-efficacy piece. You know, I was very introverted and I was very shy. I would never think that I would be someone who could sing in front of someone or act on a stage, especially, you know, anything that, you know, where there was a spotlight, I would never see be able to see myself doing, you know what I'm saying? And so one thing that people need to understand is that when you begin doing certain things, whatever that thing is, you're practicing it. You're doing it over and you're doing it over. You know, if you're someone who's really into your studies and books, you do that over and you become better at it. Practice, you're practicing over and over and over. And though I can say every time I step on the stage, I can't say that I don't feel nervous. I can't say that I'm nervous every time I do it. Every time I'm nervous. You know, part of me wants to, like, draw in. But there's another part of me that says, no, this is my ministry. This is not even for me. You know what I'm saying? But when I began doing it over and over and over, I'm practicing that. I'm practicing that, and I'm building mastery. And that continual practice of that skill, of that gift, it builds the confidence. That's what actually builds the confidence. And I just kind of want to highlight that for your listeners, for the young people.
That's good. That's real good. Let me ask you this, Shamika, because I did forewarn you, just like I had my boy Jitter to go ahead and drop that. You know, he did his thing. You know where I'm going, girl. So don't start tripping now. Don't get scared on me now. But look, I'm not scared. All right. So I have a guy to go. And he put it down. Look, I heard you sing, girl, and I said.
I
said, like my pastor said, that girl can sing, okay? She can't sing. She can sing.
Wow.
So we really, look. I know all the listening audience want to hear it. And so, girl, why don't you go ahead and let us showcase that gift. Go ahead and sing something for us.
Okay, I got you. So I just believe, like, we're in the season of giving and loving, and so I'll speak to that through this song. Love, a word that comes and goes, though few people really know what it means to really love somebody. Do you know what it means to love? Though your tears may fade away, I'm so glad your love will stay. 'Cause I love you, and you show me who Jesus, what it really means to love.
My goodness, girl, watch yourself. Look, we about to sign you up now, girl. Girl, you got skills. Look, I thought you was going to start cracking when you took that high note, but you got it, Shamika. My goodness, I love your voice, girl. I love your voice.
I'm going to start cracking. Y'all heard him. They ain't no encouragement. You need to be
girl, that was awesome. That was awesome, Shamika. Now, Shamika, do you got an album? What's going on with you? Do you got any upcoming musical projects that people could follow?
So I don't have any projects out on my own, like with Shamika Jones on it yet. I said yet, okay?
Come on,
but
now.
Just look for me because I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm in the season where I'm starting to write now. However, I am featured on a project. I do want to highlight this brother. He's a young brother, gospel hip-hop genre. He's been a blessing to me. To just see young people doing, being on fire for God and really getting God's message out there. His name is Lamorax, Lamorax. His album is out right now on iTunes. You can look him up on Amazon. The album is called The Prognosis, and I'm featured on one of his songs called Real is Real, track number 5. Pray for me because I'm just starting, kind of getting out there and trying to figure out what the business end of the entertainment industry and how gospel fits around there because I do want to be a gospel artist. So that's pretty much that. I do do some shows around the Chicagoland area, primarily with this one particular show. It's called One Night Only. We do various spots around Chicago, mostly art galleries, and it's a very attractive show. There are poets, there are singers, and I happen to be part of that collective body there. And so I'll definitely get you information about that. But, I'm coming,
I know that's right. Look, Shamika, you sound good too, girl. I'm telling you, you have a beautiful voice. I love it. It's just like I was waiting on you to keep going, but you cut me short, so I'm going to deal with you later. But beautiful voice. I just love you, and I'm so excited about what God is doing in you and through you. And you said it right. You comment, but you know what? I'm going to go a step further in faith, and I'm going to say you here, girl. You are here because you are here, okay? raising the standard, that's what you're doing. You're raising the standard. You're setting a new bar. And I love it. I love it. So you know what? How can our people, our listeners, get in touch with you? Can you go ahead and share that information? Because this show is live now, but it'll be archived. So you can even reference it on your social media so that your listeners can go back and even listen to it, or anybody can go back and do that. But what's the best way for people to contact Miss Shamika Jones?
Well, I would say the best way would be through Facebook. It's at my name, Shamika Jones, Shamika, Jones, common spelling. You can email me at profvocalist, profvocalist, @gmail.com. Or you can call my business line at 773-589-4278.
And you know what we're going to do, Shamika? And that's, with this show, we're going to make sure that that information is recorded there so that when people go to the show, they can actually see it as well, because we want to make sure that no opportunities are missed. Shamika, you are a blessing, girl. I love you. I love talking to you. I'm so happy that you did bless us with that sound, with that beautiful voice, so people can see what to look forward to. And that's Shamika Jones. She's going to be coming. Well, she's not coming. She's here, but like she said, she's working on her own stuff. And so I'm excited. Shamika, we got some things we're going to be working on, too. Isn't that right, Shamika?
Yes.
All right, girl. I got to get you on the radio so you can go ahead and say that. Now I got you on tape now. So if you ever try to back out, I'm going to go pull this show up and be like, see what you said? No. But Shamika, thank you so much for being on the show. I'd like for you, do you have any parting words that you'd like to leave with our listening audience, the parents, the youth, anything that you'd like to leave with them?
Yeah, I will. Many things will be spoken to you from people. I just pray, for our youth that as you develop and grow, and definitely gain and develop a relationship with God, that God will start to plant things in your dreams, in your spirits, so you can hear for yourself, you know. You don't necessarily have to be seeking confirmation from people, but God can really confirm some things for you. And when that happens, you know, he really, God speaks to me through my dreams. And so I know that young people, you know, they're dreamers. I can see it. You know what I'm saying? And so when that happens, believe it. Believe that that can happen. I don't care how long it takes, because I'm 33 years old, and some dreams that I've had when I was a kid are starting to manifest now.
Wow.
I mean, I just, which confirmed to me, so it was like God confirmed it. I wasn't really looking for people outside of people to confirm that for me. And so I would say, listen to your inner voice. Look at your dreams, evaluate that, and believe in that. Believe that you can do it. I don't care how long it takes. Mm. I don't care. It doesn't matter. If God gave it to you, it's going to happen because it's promised. It's promised that he said it. He is not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie. He's not lying to you because he cares about you. He really cares about you and knows everything about you. He knows everything that's inside of you. And so I would just say, believe it. And that's what I will leave with you today.
Wow, that's powerful. And I hope that our, well, it's not a hope. I know our parents and our youth that were tuned in today were all blessed. You know, we had two awesome guests on the train today, and I'm just always honored, you know, and humbled just to be able to host this program and to have these awesome people. You know, sometimes they may not feel that they're where they want to be, but when I see them, they're giants, you know, the stuff they're doing. Because when you step out into something you believe, I believe you're big. It's not when your name is on the marquee and everybody in the world can see you. That's not when you're a star. I think you're a star when you believe it. And Shamika Jones and Jetta, they believe what God has put in their hearts to do, and to me and in my eyes, they're stars already. They're giants in their areas, respective areas of calling. So I thank the both of them for being on the show today. And for everybody that tuned in today, I thank you for your time riding with us on the train. You know, this is a weekly broadcast, and I always look forward to it. I really look forward to it. And you know, this is our last show for 2013. My goodness. So the next time you all hear from me, it'll be 2014. So, you know, we're going to come in, new year, new beginnings, new opportunities, fresh messages. But I could tell you this, but the theme will always be the same, and that's hope and encouragement and inspiration. The words that we don't embrace is, I can't. You know, that type of person cannot ride the train. We will stop and put them off. Because we don't even want that in the atmosphere. We want everybody to believe that they can, because if you think you can, you will. And it's just that simple. And so, again, I thank you all. I love you all. Happy New Year to everybody. God bless every person that tuned in today. And we pray success, and we pray safety over everybody during this holiday season. And as you are planning for 2014, what I leave you with is spend time in prayer so that you can begin to really, like my man Jitter said and Shamika shared, hear from God and then run with that plan, because that's the plan that's going to work. Not your plan, but his plan for your life. And he said that over to Jeremiah. He said the thoughts that he had for him were thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring him to that expected end. Guess what? That's for every last one of us. So, to everybody, from your train conductor, D. Smith, from 3T Radio, love you. God bless you. See you in 2014. Peace.
Yeah.
Of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the thirst, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded about to